Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The city of Timmins is joining the long list of governing bodies shutting down this coming Monday in memory of the late Queen Elizabeth II. City Hall will be closed, as will Service Timmins, the pool at the Archie Dillon Sportsplex, both branches of the public library, and the museum. Not affected by the day of mourning are waste collection and transit schedules. Members of Parliament are sitting today in what could be a two-day special session to honour the Queen. Many are dressed in black. Prime Minister Trudeau announced that he and Governor General Mary Simon, along with other former Prime Ministers, dignitaries and Indigenous leaders, will be attending the funeral in London. Pierre Poilievre, in his first address as Leader of the Opposition, said the Queen has a special place in Canadians' hearts. Bloc Québécois leader Yves-François Blanchet offered his condolences in a brief speech, noting that the history between the Crown and the Quebec Nation is both thorny and cruel. After his speech, members of the party left and are not expected to return. For the first time since COVID-19 vaccination clinics have been around, there might be hockey, ringette, and skating at the Mountjoy Arena this winter. Mayor Kristen Murray says discussions are underway with the health unit on a plan to have both vaccinations and sports in the Park Avenue facility.
We're working on a strategy to be able to have people back in the arena this winter. I can't specify a date. However, there's a strategy being worked on.
Mayor Murray says she and Ward 1 Councillor Rock Wissell have been fielding a lot of inquiries about ice back in the arena. Industry, employers in general, are the backbone for United Way Northeast Ontario to provide funding for social services in Cochrane and Temiskaming districts. At its fundraising kickoff this morning, Shelley Lacoste of Newmont Porcupine said the mining company makes a donation every year and matches employee contributions.
The company matches pledges dollar for dollar, making the total donation to United Way close to $100,000 every year.
Lacoste says Newmont has been a United Way partner for almost 40 years. Well, here's something worth smiling about. All next week, proceeds from selling Tim Hortons Smile Cookies in Timmins and South Porcupine will go to the Costello Community Care Center. Director Ken Ryan says the organization is named after Father Les Costello and is an umbrella group supporting the Lord's Kitchen, the Timmins Food Bank, St. Vincent de Paul, and St. Martin de Porres.
We'll be baking cookies from the Lord's Kitchen, which has four ovens, and next door at St. Anthony's Cathedral, that has three ovens.
The baking and decorating are being done by volunteers. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.